All right, welcome to the deep dive.
Yeah.
The place to be when you want to like
Absolutely.
get a grip on the stuff that matters
For sure.
fast,
Yes.
but like thoroughly, right?
Yeah.
Don't want to just skim the surface.
Nope.
So today we're doing exactly that. We're diving deep into the Affordable Care Act.
Sounds good.
We've pulled together some really key information on this.
You have. It's a big one.
It's a big topic.
For sure.
A lot of people want to know more about it.
Yeah, it's been so significant.
It has.
So we're cutting through that complexity.
Yeah, and focusing on what you need to know
Exact.
about how it's impacting health insurance
In the US?
in the US, that's right.
That's right.
Okay,
That's
so
right.
Affordable Care Act,
RACA?
ACA,
BPCA?
Obamacare. Yeah, you hear it all.
Obamacare, all of that. This was a huge piece of legislation.
It was massive.
Went through Congress,
Yep.
got President Obama's signature on March 23rd, 2010.
2010, that's right.
And then
Big year.
it was a big year.
Yeah.
And then its legality was confirmed by the Supreme Court
That's right.
on June 28th, 2012.
Yeah. So it's been around a while.
Yeah, so we've had some time to see it in action.
Definitely, and see its impact.
So what's really fascinating, I think, right off the bat
Yeah.
is like this fundamental goal here,
Yes.
right? They were really trying to reshape
Right.
how we approach
Exactly.
health insurance affordability,
Yeah.
who gets covered.
Absolutely. The quality of
Mental
coverage,
quality, all of that.
it established a whole new set of rules
Right.
for both the public and the private insurance sectors.
Right. And it's important to mention here
Yes, absolutely.
that while this sets the federal standard,
Yes.
some states,
Some states, they go above and beyond.
right, they have their own laws
That's right.
that offer even stronger protections.
Yeah, more generous, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
I think what's interesting is like,
Let's look at some of those changes
okay, listen
that
to
people started seeing pretty quickly
right away. Yeah.
back in 2010.
Okay. Yeah. The first tangible differences.
Yeah, these are some of the first ways
Yeah.
the ACA made a difference. For
Exactly.
people, for
For
individuals,
everyday people.
for everyday people. So, for example, the end of lifetime
Oh, wow.
or annual dollar limits
Yeah.
on essential health benefits.
Right. EHBs.
EHBs, right.
Essential health benefits.
So that was a big deal.
It was huge.
Before this, an insurance company could say,
Yeah.
okay, we'll only pay out this much for your essential health care over your entire life.
Yeah, well, your lifetime, there's a cap.
Or this much this year.
This year, yeah, an annual cap.
And the ACA just put a stop to that
Huge relief.
for essential health
So
benefits.
those essential health benefits, yeah.
So think about that.
I mean, just the peace of mind.
The peace of
For
mind.
folks with serious or chronic conditions,
Right.
that really lifts a burden, like a huge financial weight.
Absolutely. It's hard to even overstate that,
You can't.
how much security that added.
It's a big one.
And speaking of security,
Okay.
2010 also brought in protection against policy rescissions.
Oh, okay.
So this means that,
Rescissions meaning.
meaning they couldn't cancel your policy
Oh.
if you made an honest mistake
Got it.
on your application.
That's good.
They could only do it if there was actual fraud involved.
So they can't just like yank it away from you
Right.
because of a little paperwork error or something.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
So that must have been a massive relief
Oh, it was for a lot of
for
people
a lot of folks.
to know that that security was there.
Yeah,
Huge.
absolutely. So
Okay.
also starting in 2010,
Yeah.
the ACA mandated free coverage
Okay.
for specific preventive services.
Like what?
So things like routine checkups,
Okay.
vaccinations.
Got it.
The idea was to encourage people to stay healthy
Proactive.
and to catch potential issues early.
Exactly. Catch it early before it becomes a bigger problem.
So what do you think?
Okay, yeah, what kind of services are we talking about here?
Yeah, we'll definitely dig deeper
Okay, we'll get into the nitty-gritty.
into exactly what those are
Yeah.
a little bit later.
Sounds good.
But sticking with these initial changes,
Okay.
another one that I think had a really wide impact
Okay.
was extending dependent coverage.
Right.
So young adults
Yeah.
could stay on their parents' health insurance until their 26th birthday.
Oh, that's a big one.
I know so many people.
Right. A lot of people benefited from that.
That was huge
Yeah,
for,
it was a game
it
changer.
was a game changer for sure.
Especially, you know, when you're just finishing school or
Yeah.
just starting out in your career.
Absolutely.
Huge safety net
Yeah.
at that time in your life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then one last key change
Okay.
in that initial rollout, the ACA required coverage for pre-existing conditions
Okay.
for children under 19.
Under 19, got it.
So this was like first step.
Like a stepping stone.
Towards a much broader protection that was coming.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
All right, so that was kind of that initial fist.
Okay, so that was the first wave.
Right.
2010.
Now let's get into what many consider the real core of the ACA.
The heart of it.
Right.
Yeah.
The landmark changes.
Okay.
That kicked in
okay.
on January 1st, 2014.
2014, okay.
This is when the health insurance landscape
okay.
really went through like a fundamental shift.
All right, lay it on me. This is where it gets good.
So this is where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
So building on that earlier protection for kids,
yeah.
the 2014 reforms extended
okay.
the requirement to cover pre-existing conditions
okay.
to everyone.
Everyone.
Eligible.
No matter their age.
Regardless of their age.
Wow, that's a big one.
Right.
I mean, that's huge.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Someone with a lifelong condition
yeah.
can no longer be denied coverage.
Wow.
That was a monumental change.
Monumental, absolutely.
And this went hand in hand
okay.
with the guaranteed issue
okay.
of health insurance policies.
Can you explain that? What does that mean?
Yeah. So in plain terms.
Yeah, break it down for me.
Guaranteed issue means that no. insurance companies are obligated.
We have to.
To offer you a health insurance policy.
Okay.
They can't refuse coverage based on your health status.
So if you have a chronic illness or you're perfectly healthy.
It doesn't matter.
You have the right to buy insurance.
You have the right to buy insurance.
That's a power shift for sure.
Right. That's a night and day difference.
Oh, yeah, totally.
From the way things used to be.
Back in the dark ages.
Right.
So it wasn't just about pre-existing conditions, though, right?
No.
Okay.
The ACA also put a stop to.
Yeah.
Discrimination based on gender and overall health status.
So they can't discriminate based on your health.
Right.
Your gender.
Right.
That's a good thing.
Absolutely.
Fairness and equity.
Absolutely. So okay. the law also introduced
yeah.
community rating rules
okay.
for premiums.
Right.
And this is the idea.
Break that down.
Of a broader risk pool.
Okay.
So instead of.
So my individual history.
Your individual health history.
Doesn't determine my premium.
Doesn't dictate your premium.
Okay.
It's based on the yeah. average health costs.
Got it.
Of a larger community.
Okay.
And this helps to.
So it's spread out more.
Yeah. Stabilize premiums. Okay. Make them more affordable
okay.
for everyone.
Sexually,
especially yeah. for those who might have higher health care needs.
Higher health care needs. Yeah.
So to make it easier
yeah.
for people to actually find and sign up.
Right. Because this is all great. But if you can't actually.
Right. It has to be accessible.
Yeah.
So they created health insurance exchanges or marketplaces.
Okay. Yeah. The marketplaces.
So the federal one,
yeah.
as many people know.
www.healthcare.gov.
Is it www.healthcare.gov?
That's right.
And a lot of states have their own as well.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And these were designed to be like.
So these are like the central hubs.
Yeah. Central hubs for finding coverage.
Got it.
Right.
And what's cool
yeah.
about these marketplaces is they offer something called qualified health plans.
QHPs.
QHPs.
Right.
So these plans meet.
Certain standards.
Specific standards set by the ACA.
Right.
So it's not just any old insurance plan.
Right.
It has to meet certain criteria.
So it's ensuring a certain level of benefits.
Yeah.
And consumer protection.
Exactly. There's some safeguards in place.
Right. So these QHPs.
Yeah.
They have to cover a specific set of benefits, right?
They do. They have to cover those essential health benefits that we talked about earlier.
Right. Which we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
So the ACA laid out 10 categories.
Okay. 10 categories.
Of essential health benefits.
Essential health benefits. All right.
That every QHP has to cover.
Okay. Got it.
And these include things like.
Okay. What are we talking about here?
Ambulatory patient services.
Ambulatory patient services.
So your doctor's visits.
Got it.
Outpatient care.
Okay.
Emergency services.
Emergency services, of course.
Hospitalization.
Hospitalization.
Maternity and newborn care.
Yeah, that's vital.
Which is vital, absolutely.
Absolutely.
And mental health.
Okay.
And substance use disorder services.
Mental health and substance use disorder.
And crucially.
Okay, this is a big one.
The ACA included a parity requirement.
Okay.
For mental health services.
Parity, meaning?
Meaning coverage can't be more restrictive
okay.
than it is for physical health conditions.
Oh, that's a big step.
It's a really important step.
Towards treating mental health equally.
Right. Treating them equally.
With physical health.
Yeah.
That's huge.
It is.
Absolutely.
What else?
Okay. What else falls under that umbrella?
Prescription drugs, rehabilitative services and devices.
So like physical therapy.
Yeah. Physical therapy, wheelchairs.
Okay.
Things that can be...
Things that are so important.
So important for recovery and independence.
Absolutely, yeah.
And then laboratory services.
Laboratory services, right.
Preventive and wellness services.
Preventative and wellness, okay.
Going back to those free screenings.
That's right.
And the management of chronic diseases.
Okay.
And finally, pediatric services, including both oral and vision care.
Dental and vision for kids.
For children.
Okay, got it. So it is...
That's pretty comprehensive.
It's a pretty comprehensive set.
Yeah, it covers a lot of bases.
Of core healthcare needs.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think for a lot of people, the bottom line...
The bottom line is...
With healthcare is affordability.
Right. How much is it going to cost me?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So how did the ACA...
Okay, how did they tackle that?
Try to address that.
Yeah.
They introduced premium tax credits.
Okay.
And cost-sharing subsidies.
Cost-sharing subsidies.
And these are specifically designed to help individuals and families with lower incomes.
Got it.
Afford health insurance.
Afford it, yeah.
That they purchase through the exchanges.
Okay.
So the premium tax credits can lower
what
you pay each month.
Your premium.
Yeah. And the cost-sharing subsidies can reduce your out-of-pocket expenses.
Out-of-pocket.
When you actually use care.
Got it.
Like deductibles and copays.
So it's a big help.
It can make a huge difference.
Absolutely.
In access.
For folks who need it.
For many people.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then to help people navigate all this because...
Oh, right. Because it can be confusing.
Right. Because it's a lot.
Yeah.
So they created navigators.
Navigators.
Which are basically trained people.
Yeah.
Whose job it is.
Right.
Yeah.
To help people understand their options.
Yeah.
Figure out if they qualify for financial assistance.
Right.
And enroll in plans.
Through the marketplace.
Through the marketplace.
Right.
So it's important to remember, though.
Yeah.
They can't give advice on which specific plan to choose.
Right.
They're not selling you anything.
Yeah.
They're just there to educate.
Facilitate.
Facilitate, exactly.
Okay. So we've looked at those initial changes.
Yeah.
Those big reforms of 2014.
Right.
But now I know there's a distinction.
Okay.
Between different kinds of plans.
Okay.
Specifically,
okay.
Grandfathered versus non-grandfathered plans.
Grandfathered and non-grandfathered.
Yeah. Can you walk us through what that means?
Sure. So a grandfathered health insurance policy is one that was already in place before the ACA was signed into law.
Okay. So before March 2010.
Back in March 2010, exactly.
Got it.
So because these plans existed before the new rules,
they
don't have to comply with all of the consumer protections.
That
the ACA mandates.
So they're kind of grandfathered in?
Exactly. They're grandfathered in. That's where the term comes from.
Right.
Generally speaking, the costs of these grandfathered plans can't have increased significantly. Mm-hmm. And their benefits can't have been substantially reduced.
Since they were created.
Since way back when. That's right.
Okay. So,
there are some exemptions there.
What are some of the ACA's consumer protections?
Okay.
That these older grandfathered plans might not have to follow.
Well, some protections do apply across the board.
Okay.
Whether you're grandfathered or not.
Got it.
So, for example, the prohibition on lifetime dollar limits.
Okay.
For essential health benefits.
Right.
Applies to everybody. Everybody's got that.
Yeah.
And a policy can't be canceled just because of an honest mistake.
Right.
On your application. That's universal.
Right.
And also the requirement to extend dependent coverage up to age 26.
Right.
All plans have to do that.
Got it.
So those are like the basics.
Okay. Those are like the basic safeguards.
Yeah.
What about the protections that don't apply to group and grandfathered plans?
So group and grandfathered plans, they don't have to offer certain preventative services for free.
Okay.
So they might still have a copay or some other cost sharing for those.
Got it.
They also don't have to offer the newer, stronger protections for appealing a claim or a coverage denial.
Got it.
And they're not required to let you choose any provider for emergency care.
Oh, okay.
They might still have stricter in-network rules.
Okay, so even in an emergency.
Yeah, even in an emergency.
You might have to.
You might be restricted.
Be restricted.
Yeah.
And are there even some additional exemptions?
There are, yeah.
That's specifically apply to grandfathered individual plans.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
So grandfathered individual health plans, they don't have to phase out annual dollar limits on those essential health benefits.
So they could still have those in place?
They could still have them, yeah.
Okay.
And they also don't have to eliminate pre-existing condition exclusions for children under the age of 19.
So they might still be able to exclude coverage for those conditions in that age group.
That's right.
Okay.
So it's a bit of a quirk there.
So to sum it up,
All right. Summing it up.
If you have a non-grandfathered plan,
yeah,
meaning it was created,
okay,
or significantly changed after the ACA became law.
After March 2010.
Yeah.
It has to follow all the rules.
Those rules.
All the rules, all the consumer protection.
Through the Affordable Care Act.
Precisely. That's the key difference.
Okay, now, a pretty well-known part of the ACA was the individual mandate.
The individual mandate.
Can you explain?
Okay. Yeah, that was a big one.
What the thinking was behind that.
Yeah, so the thinking was
they
wanted to encourage broad participation in the health insurance system. So the individual mandate was a requirement for most U.S. citizens and legal residents to have what's called qualifying health care coverage, also known as minimum essential coverage.
Okay.
And the idea was basically to make sure most people had health insurance.
Right.
And they figured that a healthier, larger risk pool helps to keep premiums stable.
For everybody.
For everybody, exactly.
Well,
so
if someone didn't have this coverage, there was a consequence.
There's a consequence, yeah.
Right. Like, what?
There was a tax penalty.
Okay.
For people who didn't have qualifying health insurance.
Qualifying health insurance.
But the law also recognized that there were valid reasons why someone might not have coverage.
Okay.
So they included a number of exemptions.
What kind of situations could lead to someone being exempt?
So if you had financial hardship.
Okay.
Religious objections.
Okay.
To health insurance, being a member of a federally recognized Indian tribe, having only short gaps in coverage, like less than 3 months, being an undocumented immigrant, or being incarcerated. Additionally, if the lowest cost plan would have ceded 8% of an individual's household income, or if their income was below the federal tax filing threshold, they could also be exempt.
Okay, so that covers...
So there were some outs.
Yeah, who might have been exempt, but what exactly counted as this minimum essential coverage?
Right. What are we talking about here?
That people were required to have.
Yeah.
So minimum essential coverage was defined pretty broadly.
It was.
And it included coverage from government-sponsored programs.
So Medicare.
Medicare.
Medicaid.
Take a cape.
TRICARE. There. TRICARE for military families.
Right.
COBRA continuation coverage.
Okay.
It also included employer-sponsored health plans, whether they were small or large employers, as well as plans that individuals purchased on their own.
In the individual market.
In the individual market,
And even those grandfathered health plans?
Even the grandfathered ones?
Right.
And certain other types of coverage?
Okay.
Like state high-risk pools.
So it was a pretty wide net.
It was, yeah. Most things counted.
Were there any types of health-related coverage that didn't count?
There were some things that were excluded.
Okay.
Called accepted benefits.
Accepted benefits.
And these are generally types of coverage that are very limited in what they cover.
Okay.
Or are considered secondary to other forms of insurance.
Can you give us some examples?
Sure. So insurance that only covers accidents.
Okay.
Disability income.
Okay.
Liability insurance.
Okay.
Supplemental liability insurance.
Got it.
Workers' comp.
Workers' comp.
Auto medical payment. Insurance.
Okay.
Credit only insurance.
Okay.
If your employer has a clinic on site.
Okay.
That usually falls into this category.
Got it.
There are also very specific types of coverage where the medical benefits are secondary.
Oh, okay.
Or just incidental.
Got it.
But other kinds of insurance.
Okay.
And then finally.
Yeah.
Certain benefits are considered accepted if they're offered under a separate policy.
Okay. Like what?
Like limited scope dental or vision benefits.
Okay.
Long-term care insurance.
Okay.
Coverage for only a specific disease or illness.
Got it.
Hospital indemnity or other fixed indemnity insurance and Medicare supplement plans.
So these are often more...
These are more specialized or supplemental.
Specialized or supplemental.
Yeah, they don't count as that minimum essential coverage.
Right, okay.
Okay.
So let's switch gears a bit.
Okay, shifting
gears. And talk about some of the key aspects of the coverage itself.
Okay, the meat of it.
Under the ACA.
All right, let's do it.
One area that often comes up is emergency medical services.
Emergencies?
Yeah.
What changes did the ACA bring about there?
So the ACA made emergency services an essential health benefit.
And what's really important is that if you have a medical emergency, your insurance company can't require you to get pre-approval before you seek treatment.
Okay.
And this applies whether you go to an in-network or out-of-network hospital.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Furthermore, out-of-network providers for emergency services, they have to follow the same cost-sharing rules as in-network providers.
Okay.
And they can't have more restrictive rules.
Okay.
Or limits.
Okay, so this is like...
So that's good, you know.
A huge protection when you're facing an unexpected medical crisis.
Yeah, when you're in a crisis, you don't want to be worrying about...
Absolutely.
You know, the financial stuff.
Right. You don't want to be...
On top of everything else.
Right. Shopping around for the best deal.
Exactly.
When you're having a medical emergency.
No, you just want to get care.
Right.
Yeah.
So
that was a good one.
That sounds like it could really
it does
prevent a lot of it, financial stress.
Yeah, stress and anxiety.
Yeah.
During an already difficult time.
Absolutely. Another aspect of coverage is having a primary care provider.
Right. Your PCP.
Your PCP.
Yeah.
So
what are the rules around that?
Yeah, what are the rules?
Under the ACA.
Under the ACA.
Yeah.
So the ACA requires health plans to allow every subscriber and dependent to designate a participating primary care provider.
Okay.
Or PCP.
PCP, got it.
The idea is that this PCP serves as their main point of contact.
Okay, yeah.
For routine care.
Routine medical care.
Right.
And to coordinate any specialized services.
Yeah, so they're kind of your...
They're like your home base.
Your home base in the healthcare system.
Makes sense.